sometimes we can't see how they could. Struggles that break your heart into sometimes blind us to the truth. Our Father knows what's best for us. His ways are not our own. So when your pathway grows dim and you just can't see Him, remember you're never alone. God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see His plan, when you can't trace His hand, trust His heart.
A little bit this morning, as I said, and we're going to sing because the Lord says that we should sing. So if you would, we'll take a few of your requests, but when you request your hymn, I'd like you to tell me why you're thankful for that particular hymn, what that hymn means to you, or just what you're thankful for in general, since this is our week of Thanksgiving. Kids, we'll go get to them. We're thankful for them. Anyone?
I'll start.
Okay. Since it was your idea.
I'd like to do number 630, which is what a friend we have in Jesus. To really be thankful for. There's so much I have to be thankful for this morning. I can't tell all of it. But that will sum up everything because it's because He is my friend that I have that.
Thank you.
it does. In the garden. Four ninety two. do one more. We have our Operation Christmas Child boxes up here, and we have 39. Our goal was 25, so we almost doubled it. We did pretty good. But I wanted to tell you some of the stories of when we were packing these boxes, and I also wanted to just say thank you so very, very much. And if I get teary-eyed, excuse me, because I do that a lot. This ministry means a lot to me, and I hope it comes to mean a lot to you. I'm sure that it probably means a lot to some of you very much already. But we are told by Jesus in red to go into the nations and preach the gospels. That's our command. That's our commission. When you get a job, when you become a missionary, when you become a preacher, when you are ordained in any way, you are given a commission. This is what you're supposed to do. And that's what we are supposed to do. We're not supposed to sit in our churches and keep the word to ourselves. We're not supposed to do that. And it becomes so easy to do that, especially in a world like today where we get persecuted. We've talked about persecution. But we've also talked about what we're supposed to do. If you're a stranger, you're supposed to let them in. If someone's hungry, you're supposed to feed them. If someone's sick, you're supposed to visit them. And when you do these things, you're doing it for Jesus. And we need to keep that in mind. So when we go out into the world, we're not supposed to hide what we are. We're supposed to let it shine. And so I want to encourage our children, but also children of God, that this is what we are to do. The Great Commission. Go out and teach the gospel to all the people, all the nations. And baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we do as Christians. And we are fighting a battle right now in our world for souls. And so we need to take that very, very literally, especially at this point in history. I have told you in the past some stories of things that have happened, you know, when these boxes are delivered. But I want to tell you some stories about some of the things that happened right here in our very own Morgan building. I've been praying for these boxes for a year as we've been donating items to put into these boxes, because I know that this afternoon I'm going to put a label on each one of these boxes, and the box label is going to say boy 4 to 7, girl 12 to 14. But I know that Jesus is putting a name on each box, and as hard as that is to believe, he already knows who's getting these boxes. And as you were shopping and picking up items at the Dollar Tree or at Walmart or wherever, he had very specific people in mind. And it's important to remember that when you are sending these boxes, they go to a child, but the child is connected to a family, a mom and dad sometimes, grandmas, grandpas, foster care people sometimes, friends, neighbors. Because not everybody in a community will actually receive a box. It just depends on how many boxes are given. So they allot a certain amount for each village or church or community center that these things go to. And sometimes there's children sitting in the windows looking in because there's not enough boxes. So that's why we urge so much giving for this, because there are children that don't get one. But just remember that when these boxes go out, they are connected to a family and a bigger community at large. So you're not just touching one person, you're touching a much, much larger community. And I want to tell one story that I saw, and this doesn't have anything to do with y'all, but there's one child who got a shoebox when he was 8 years old and got a letter in that box from a girl and her family, and they are now married. So 14 years later, they met, and they are now married. So God had a big plan for that. I want to tell you some cute stories about our boxes. And these are just signs to me from God that he's watching over these boxes, and he's telling us what to do. Jackson, for instance, I wish we could find your box, Jackson. Do you remember what you did? He picked everything green. Everything. Pencil sharpeners, toothbrushes, stuffed animals. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? I bet this is going to a person whose favorite color is green. You? What's your favorite color, green? There were other times. I know that Jasmine picked up a stuffed animal, and she kind of looked at the stuffed animal. And she said, can I go pick another stuffed animal? I said, sure. So she went and picked another stuffed animal, and it was a red bird. So she took this crazy, fluffy, poodle-looking thing that was cute. But she said, I think I want to go get this one. And so she specifically picked up the red bird out of the pile of stuffed animals. We had a huge pile of stuffed animals, so it was awesome. But I have a feeling that God was telling her to go get that red bird. And you don't know. There's maybe special meanings. I know that when my husband sees a red bird, he thinks of his father who's deceased. So that could have a special meaning for someone. All kinds of different stories. You know, people making sure, you know, do you think I ought to put these two toothbrushes together because they're connected? Sure, go ahead and put that. You know, there's all kinds of stories where people open boxes with two of everything and they have twins. And that's just God showing us that he's in charge of this ministry and he's able to minister to the people. Children aren't going to get what they don't need in these boxes. They're going to get exactly what they need. So what I want to do this morning is I want to say a prayer for these boxes. So if y'all could all stand up and join hands, because I want to bless these boxes before we take them on to the depot before they're sent on. Now recognize that these boxes are going to go to Charlotte. And in Charlotte, they're going to be gone through by another team of people to make sure that everything is suitable. Everything is suitable in these boxes. But, you know, they can't have liquids. You can't have war toys. You can't have anything sharp, anything that will break. And you never know what people will do. I mean, not everybody has good intentions. So they make sure that they go through. So there's another step. Then they seal them and they pack them up. And their prayers all the way around for these boxes. So they're not being prayed for just by us. They're being prayed for by hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And of course, there's people who are going to take them and be able to watch a video of the things that happen. So I would encourage you to go to the Operation Christmas Child website and watch some of the little films and read the little stories that are on there so that you can see exactly what happens with this ministry. Let's all pray. Jesus, we're so grateful for the many things that you have given us, Father, in our lives. The many blessings, God, that we this week are prepared to be thankful for, Father. But I just want to say today, Father, thank you for these many, many gifts that are up here that are going to very special children all over the world. Father, we don't know the names. We may never know the names, God, but we know that you know the faces and the expressions and the life stories of the children and the families who will receive these boxes, God. And we just pray that you would direct these to the correct places, God, and lay your hands on the children and the families that will be touched by this, God. We pray that that you will recognize that this is a fulfilling of the Great Commission in some way by our church, God. We pray, Father, that this will be an extension of our church family as we open our arms to a population of people that we don't know. God, we just pray that you would bless them, keep them safe, keep the people who are going to deliver these boxes around the world safe. Father, we know that the climate of the world is changing and there's a lot of scary stuff going on, and we just pray that those people would be safe. And God, we just pray and are grateful, Father, and pray that you would bless our church because of this. We just pray, Father, that you would lift our church up, Father, help us to be profitable in your name. God, we just pray all of these things in your name, in your holy name. Amen. And now we're going to sing our benediction.